Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're listening to The Narrators. Today's story comes from comedian and TikToker Cal Sheridan. Cal borrowed our co-host Aaron Rollman's voice for this story. The theme of the show was Extra.
I'll let you be as center as you want to be, Cal.
So, the theme of this is Extra, huh? Let's see, I could do the story of my disability, the story of how my dad died at Disney World, the wild story about my prom or the time I met Hillary Clinton. You know what? Yes. Yes to all of them, and yes to everything. This is the story of my extra life. Because what's more extra than doing an abridged version of your entire life? Okay, day one. March 23rd, 1995, born from a Patrick-fertilized Susan egg, I was finally out to meet the world. Unfortunately, I was yellow, and this was not The Simpsons. So they put me under a light to cure me of my yellowness, which did not work. Imagine that, because yellowness, just days later, led to screams that sounded like a cat, which would have been fine if I had been a cat. But I'm a cow, so that's off by one letter. They took my screaming yellow ass back to the hospital, where we learned the yellow was too much yellow, and the doctors were being idiots. So I became disabled. The yellowness, thankfully, dissipated. So a sister happened 2 years later. She was yellow, but they did the right thing because we did not trust them. So my mom basically said, "Don't fuck up." And they didn't. Moral of the story, ask your doctors, correct your doctors, force your doctors to listen to you, scream at them by all means. Be like Susan, and you might end up with at least one non-disabled kid. Then we moved to Canada. We came back. We moved to Texas. We came back. I went to a hippie school, which explains a lot. I guess the next big thing that happened was that my dad died. Cancer. Yep. And the cancer doctors also fucked up. My dad didn't need to die, just like I didn't need to become disabled. So he decided he wanted to die at Disney World to watch us be happy and have fun. But after he died, less fun was had. Like, what did you do at Disney World, little Cal? Well, I met Mickey, and my dad met Jesus. Befitting the superhero she became, the grief of two tragedies propelled my mom into action. And yes, my mom basically became a superhero. I will not elaborate. Look it up later. And what do superheroes do aside from save the world? Meet world leaders, of course. And one day, my mom was invited to meet Hillary Clinton, and we all went with her. Hill Dog had the suburban white mom vibe even before she said, "Pokemon, go to the polls!" I don't remember what I asked her, but I remember her answer was, "Ride on!" with all the passion of a jazzercise coach. And then we never saw or spoke to one another again. And we traveled the world, got a dog, fostered two puppies, got ringworm, did not foster any more puppies, Hamsters died, fish died. We came home once to an entire aquarium of dead fish, and I think that happened multiple times. The dog we kept lived for 17 years, though, so not everything died immediately. I had a rat once, and I got him when he was a baby, so he looked cute, but then he got bigger and became, you know, a rat. Biggest balls I've ever seen. The rat had bigger balls than his head. Truly surprising. And before you know it, I'm 18 and a senior in high school, and everything was pretty normal. I'm a theater kid, of course, same Cal, same. And so for prom, I asked a fellow theater student to accompany me. My mom rented us a limo and said, "Don't drink in this thing." So imagine my surprise when two of the prom dates, let's call them the prom idiots pulled out a big old bottle of vodka. And I didn't have any, but the prom idiots were clearly pre-gaming because they were slurring their words worse than I was. And if you can out-palsy a palsy, you've had too much. And then came the vomit and the running and the slipping in the vomit and the cops. And when we were confronted by the cops, we pretended we didn't know anything about the vodka. We lied. I lied to the fuzz at 18. So, is it any wonder that at 27, I'm a comedian? Thank you.
Keep it going for Cal Sheridan, read by Aaron Roman.
Is produced by me, Ron Doyle, and Aaron Rollman, with help from Karen Wachtel, Jesse Witten, Scott Carney, and Sydney Crane. Our music is by Gabby Gutierrez-Reed and Kevin Matthews. Special thanks to our sponsors, Bumpport Theater Company, Illegal Pete's, and Great Divide Brewing Company. We'll be back next week with a new episode. If you're in Denver, please join us for one of our live shows, which take place on the third Wednesday of every month. For more information about the live show or past episodes of this podcast, you can click on the link in the show notes or visit our website, thenarrators.org. Thanks for listening.